The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 383. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Brian Monjoma.
What a world, what a world.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. All right, Adam will pop in later on. He is having a very, very late dinner. And Brett is watching that multiverse movie, so no Brett action tonight. So we're probably going to be done in about an hour. You know, no fighting tonight.
The doctor.
You know, he's watching that. You know, I don't know. I'm tired of it, you know.
I mean, here's the thing. I do want to see it because of a few things. Sam Raimi, you know.
Yeah, that's my reason.
That's my reasoning. And then, you know, it looks interesting. I mean, the last one was all mind-bending and stuff, but I'm just hoping it's not all talking about those stupid shows.
I think that's what it is.
Because I didn't watch them. I just watched recaps of them. So,
yeah.
Who knows?
I'll watch it on Disney Plus. You know?
I'm watching it tomorrow, so wish me luck.
Uh-oh. You're going to be on the podcast?
Oh, I need to tell Dana. Yeah, she asked me. Yeah. I wasn't sure about it, but then I'm like, might as well.
Yeah, she hit me up. Yeah, she hit me up, and I'm like, nah, I'm good.
You don't want to see it.
Nah, no, it looks fucking terrible. All these Marvel movies are so bad shows. All that bullshit.
I don't think it looks terrible.
No, it looks like a glorified advertisement for whatever else is coming next. That's literally what it looks like.
I'm just hoping that Sam Raimi can pull it off.
We'll see. I don't know. Anyway, we're not here to talk about movies. We're going to talk about games, baby.
Yo, man, games can be movies.
Yeah, they can be. You know, we've been asked that many times. Video games. Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, they've all been trash, you know? But we got to talk about something huge.
Huge.
So Square Enix sold off three of its Western studios this week to the Embracer Group. People are like, who the fuck is that? THQ Nordic, if case you didn't know. but that was the main thing. It was like, who the fuck is that? By the way, is Manny just like still right now?
So you guys,
he's smiling.
He's an eternal smile.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Look how happy he is, man. Hold on, he's basking in this for a little bit. Look at him right there. That's a happy artist right there.
Oh man,
he works hard for the money. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, I'm not gonna be able to concentrate. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Yo, man. Oh man, Manny, are you there, Mr. Emilio Lopez? Do you hear us?
Oh, why?
Oh man, yeah. By the way, the guy's listening at home. Like, what the fuck are they talking about? Oh man. By the way, quick aside, Carlos, you'll enjoy this story. So I was in Vegas, right, chilling. I went to the hotel, like, you know how hotels have, like, casinos and restaurants and shit?
Yes.
So I go to one restaurant, and I go up to the counter and shit. I order food, and I'm talking to this dude who's from Detroit or something, and we're just hitting it off, you know? And I had my food to go. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm just going to hang out, talk to this dude. Yeah. And he asked me, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from New York City. And he's like, you don't sound like it. You don't have an accent. Oh, very interesting. Here we go. Right?
Here we go again.
Oh, Manny, you're back.
I don't know. You know.
Yeah. Computers. So that was pretty interesting. And you know, I think I've said this before. Like, I think my accent diminishes when I'm around people I'm not comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I just meet you for the first time, I'm probably not going to be. It's not going to come out as hard. You know?
No. When you're around your people, you get more comfortable than the New Yorker comes out, or if you're angry.
Yeah. Ironically enough, though, in the office, it's always there because it's nothing but New Yorkers. Even though, I mean, I'm comfortable now, but even when I first started, it was like that. But yeah, that was pretty funny because this guy from Detroit, like you don't. He's like, "What part of you? Are you from upstate?" I'm like, "No, I'm from the city." Like, how long have you lived in the city? I'm like, since 1987, man, in Queens. You know, pretty interesting. But the guy was cool, so I had a good conversation with him. You know, it's good when because again, I was just gonna get my food to. Go to the to my hotel room. I'm like, yeah, this dude's cool. You know, he's telling me a bunch of stories. You know, mad cool dude.
That's Vegas, man. You meet the craziest people there.
Yeah, he was telling me about all the places he flies, but he doesn't like live in Vegas, but he says he comes back all the time because he loves the city so much. You know.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, really good dude. You know, very friendly people out there, which is you know, it's funny. I'm pretty sure everybody's friendly in comparison. To New York people, you know.
Well, think about it like this. You know, New York has its pockets of, you know, like Midtown. It's a whole bunch of tourists and like surrounded by New Yorkers. What is it? Vegas. It's just tourists.
It's nothing but tourists,
especially in the Strip and downtown. So everyone's happy because you know everyone's on vacation.
Oh man, yo, this bugged me out, Manny. I forgot to tell you this. I don't know if you probably don't remember either because I fucking didn't. So I'm just going, I'm in my hotel room. I'm in the lobby about to go up. And this woman stops me. She's like, "Hey, did you go to IS-237? I am not making this up." And I was like, "What?" She was like, "Yeah, we were in class together." I was like, "Oh, shit. Okay."
What's this?
So she gives me her business card. Her name is Jen K. She's a comedian. I don't remember this girl, you know. So I'm going to have to like pull out the yearbook, look for her. She said we were in class together for, you know, like in IS-237, they kind of kept you with the same group for 3 years and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I apparently was in the class with this girl for 3 years. I don't fucking remember, you know?
Well, Tony, you know, I think a lot of times what happens is people remember you more than you remember them.
Yeah, it's like that. There are people at work, I'm not making this up, that know my name and I don't know theirs. Like people who I literally just say hi and bye to. That's it. Hi, Tony. I'm like, hey, I don't fucking know your name.
You know? What's up, Turbo? How's it going?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Turbo? What's going on, Playboy? I can't use that word around those white people, though.
Oh, man. Like, yo, what a boss.
Yeah. But I was wild. She's like, "Oh, you went to IS-237. I was like, "What the fuck?" I did not expect to hear that in Vegas, you know? Very small world.
Now people know what junior high school you went to, man.
Yeah, right. "Oh, yo, man, would you know? I'm gonna come find you, man. You talking all this shit about PlayStation, motherfucker. Oh, we will talk about that later on." Uh-oh. You know?
Uh-oh. What they do, Ray?
Oh, man. You should see my Twitter right now.
What did they do?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Anyway. We got off topic there. Square Enix selling Crystal Dynamics, Eidos Montreal, and Square Enix Montreal because they want to invest more money in NFTs. I'm not making this up.
I don't think it's only NFTs.
No, that's what they said. They literally said that.
I think it's something a bit different. To be honest, it's a good thing that they're getting rid of those, getting them out. For one reason, because they totally underestimated that whole section of doing things. I mean, seriously, like, they made the, like, for Tomb Raider, they had, like, those extravagant numbers that they did supposedly had to hit. Every single one of those games, like, that came from Crystal Dynamics and Eidos, they all had these crazy, like, high numbers that they could never have any chance of reaching.
It seemed like they wanted them to reach Call of Duty numbers, right? And that's the thing, you know, I was going to just add to that. It's like, I'm not surprised by this for a couple of reasons. The first one is, Square Enix, like you said, they've been, for lack of a better term, they've been annoyed with their Western branches, right? They, like, Tomb Raider sells 5 million copies. A new game selling 5 million copies, granted, it is, you know, a new Tomb Raider game franchise and all that, but 5 billion is nothing to sneeze at. Motherfuckers were pissed. No, this game undersold. It eventually sold over 8 million. No, undersold. Fucking Hitman. Remember when the new Hitman started rolling out? That one hit 5 million in like a month. We're just disappointed by the sales. Same thing with Deus Ex. That thing sold like gangbusters. We're disappointed by the sales. I'm like, what the fuck? This thing's like, granted, it's not outselling Final Fantasy 14, you know, which I think is another part of it, by the way. But, you know, they've been shitting on these studios for so long. And then obviously you couple it with what the president said of Square Enix, literally January 1st, 2022, we're investing in fucking NFTs. I'm like, okay, I'm not surprised by any of this, you know? And again, initially I was shocked, but when I thought more about it, I'm like, yeah, it kind of makes sense. And, you know, as we'll probably get to, this may be a good thing in the end, you know, but very interesting development, man. Manny, you had anything else you wanted to add on that?
Well, you know, again, that's like, I would wish that Crystal Dynamics and Eidos and all that stuff would just be on their own again. I feel like it was a huge mistake that they were let themselves be purchased by Square in general. Mm-hmm. And you know, at least the guys who made Hitman got out and they were able to buy themselves out, you know, and go back to being a fully independent company. But you know, we'll see. Hopefully, you know, we'll talk about who picked them up.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You know, like I already said, So they sold them off to the Embracer Group. Again, people aren't familiar with Embracer Group, but yeah, that is the. They were formerly known as THQ Nordic, formerly known as Nordic Games, who bought out THQ. So now they own, from the statement, over 50 franchises in total now. You know, the new franchises that they bought from these studios. So pretty interesting. And I said this to somebody at work today. They're like Nordic Games or whatever Embracer Group, they're like the Swedish Tencent. They're just quietly gobbling shit up behind the scenes, you know, and no one's really paying attention. They like, if you look, they have a ton of fucking studios under their belt, mm-hmm. you know, and no one's really paying attention to them.
I mean, here's the thing, like, as far as they go, it seems like they seem to be doing pretty well. Like, they don't seem to, like, you know, be so harsh on the teams. Like, you never hear about them closing studios, right?
They've been around, but I'm talking about like the current version hasn't been around too long.
Well, it's been Nordic Games and it's been, you know, the THQ Nordic thing. And then they, you know, renamed themselves again. But I mean, like, you haven't heard any like horror stories. It seems they're pretty open to, you know, they want to have these franchises. They want to have new titles and they seem to be invested in doing sort of middleware titles.
Okay. Just reading up. This is interesting. Very new company. So Nordic Games. They were founded in 2011, right? Then they rebranded themselves to be THQ Nordic in 2016.
When they got dubbed THQ.
Yeah, and then, you know, in 2019, they became the Embracer Group.
Yeah, and I think they did that because of confusion.
It could have been, you know?
Yeah, they wanted...
It was brand confusion because they have a studio called THQ Nordic.
That's right, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Adam, what's going on, brother? Shout out to the Yankees, you know.
Yankees, you gotta go Yankees.
Yankees. So, Adam, we're just talking about the whole, Square Enix selling off its studios to THQ Nordic. What'd you think of that?
It's Embracer Group.
By the way, forgive me, people. I'm going to probably call it THQ Nordic by accident a lot tonight, you know.
We've seen this for 2 years now. They've just been gobbling them up.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they have some good representatives that can go out there and just sniff out this publisher selling some IP, want to, and then they just buy them up. Because even in the THQ Nordic, it was Nordic something, and then they bought
Nordic Games.
Nordic Games, right? And then they picked up a bunch of THQ's IP, and they also picked up the THQ, which is the toy headquarters, what it stands for, and they picked that up, and then they said, you know what? Let's just put that in our name too. And then it just changed to the THQ Nordic. So I'm not surprised. But yeah. What I am surprised, you probably brought it up, the fact that Square Enix is selling so many of these big IPs.
They sold three studios in total now.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Tomb Raider? Really? Is that something that you would say, oh, we can't make any money off this?
Well, remember, you weren't here for this, but remember when they relaunched the new Tomb Raider series, right? The first game... sold 5 million. They're like, that's not enough. It sold over 8 million. They're like, nah, it's not enough. Hitman, the same deal, sold 5 million. That's not enough. Well, you know,
even with the Hitman, it was unheard of. Not only did they not want that, but they even let the developers.
They said, "Fuck it, like, go ahead, leave."
That's all you got here. Take it. Yeah. There's a door. Just go.
That's like, imagine you've been working a job for a while, right? You're like, yeah, I'm going to leave. Like, you need 2 weeks now? Just leave. Like, go ahead, just take your shit and leave.
I've been working on this project. I mean, do you want to keep? No, take that too. Yeah. Just everything. Go. I think you left some pictures over there. Your family, take that. Take all of it. Bounce. Yeah.
Like, wow, like you could tell they just did care for these studios. And again, my question is, go ahead, bro.
The worst one, the last straw for me, because I agree with every point that's been made.
Oh, yes.
About, you know, the quote unquote underperforming their expectations. The worst one was, and it pisses me off, and I still haven't played this game, but I know everyone I know swears by this game, and so I trust them, and it was fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
It's a hit game that did pretty decent numbers, won a lot of awards, and somehow it's just like they just fucking throw it. It's like, oh, it's an underperforming game.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, man, you don't deserve this shit.
Yeah, and then obviously we got to talk about the elephant in the room here, or the Hulk in the room. You know, I think that's another reason Avengers bombed. I read a report. I linked it for you guys to see. Apparently, the game, or just Marvel in general, ended up costing them $200 million.
Yeah. Know?
Like, wow. And again, because they put a studio, Crystal Dynamics, who is not known to be a multiplayer studio, in charge of a multiplayer game, you know? And
look, like, you know how to make games.
Well, you just said it, the numbers. And from when I saw the price, it wasn't that expensive.
No, they sold it $230 million they sold it for. I mean, like, they were like, listen, we're having a fire sale. Get rid of this shit, like, please. Triple
that just for Destiny.
Yeah,
and it's like, man, did no one in Sony know that this sale was about to happen? This was
about to crash. Well, it's interesting you said that. I think I don't buy the NFT. I think the NFT thing is a smokescreen. There's only two reasons to shed corporate weight like that: is that you're in dire financial straits and you need to streamline the company. And usually, it would be announced that there's heavy reorganization, but that's not what's happening. Nothing in Japan seems to be changing. Mm-mm. So it's just getting rid of the Western studios. Okay, so that kind of rules that out. But the other thing that companies do when they streamline things like that, or they shed extra weight, is to reduce their buyout price. Right. So Square Enix may be looking to sell out, and it'll be interesting. Like, you know, who could they sell out to? And you remember, we talked about this a few shows ago. Sony said that they were looking to make some acquisitions, right? So that would be pretty interesting. I know people would be like, what about Microsoft? Microsoft already is in hot water trying to get Activision to close. They're not going to go swallow Square Enix now while they're under investigation. So they need to chill this year. But that leaves it open for other people to
I have a come question. Square, and we've talked about this many times with regard to Microsoft buying Sega, right? Square Enix, Japanese company, right? How would anybody, because remember, in Japan, there's always mergers. Think of Square Enix, right? It used to be two companies, now it's one. So how would this work? Like, how would somebody, you know, Japanese specifically, be able to, like what happened? Like, how could a Western developer buy them when we know there's legalities?
They can't do it.
So what? And it, I don't think Sony's going to change its name to Sony Square Enix. So how would this work?
Well, Sony could just split a piece of the PlayStation division to an acquisition part, and then that merges with Square, right? And then that gets absorbed into PlayStation.
Like a studio name. So it's
just studio name. I believe there was a report this week that said Sony actually did create an acquisition division.
Okay, there you go. I was just spitballing that.
Yeah,
that's what you do. You would create you would split off a portion of the company that does acquisitions, right? That would handle the merger and it'd be absorbed. So the parent company doesn't suffer any kind of changes or legal. There's no name thing that they need to, or branding they need to worry about, right? And then that you quietly rebrand the acquisition division back into PlayStation, right? And then you just have Square Enix as a studio now.
Yeah, you know? That's a good point. This is wild, man. So I guess they could do it that way. Yeah, because that news came out. I should have linked to it too. That Sony created a division specifically for, PlayStation created that division. PlayStation, you know? So
the division?
Yeah, the Division. So you may be onto something there. Here he goes. Sony, PlayStation assets, another studio. Oh, no, that's the thing. I'll link to it later. But, Chris, basically, the pieces are kind of falling in, man. They're falling into place.
Yeah. And also...
Because I'm tired of eating crow about the Switch. If I call this one...
Don't worry, Chris.
Somebody tell Michael Pachter that he needs to give me a job there. All right? He's at his turn.
Oh, Chris, you and I are going to be eating some crow later on in this show about Switch.
No. I'm tired. I had it. It tastes terrible.
Even with adobo, you know, the shit don't taste right. It's the meat. The meat ain't good. The meat ain't good, you know? You know, you can get your old school Dominican mommy shit to make it for
you.
By the way,
go ahead, bro.
Just to reiterate what Chris did, because I agree what he mentioned about the whole NFT thing. It's like it's all just smoke and mirrors.
Do you agree with everything he said so far?
I do agree with everything that's been said and he said. Because they did write. I'm looking at their statement here. It says, in addition, the transaction enables the launch of new businesses by moving forward with investments in fields including blockchain, AI, and the cloud. So these are all things that they've been involved with already. They didn't need to get rid of these studios to start this. They've already started this. They announced at the beginning of the year the whole NFT stuff. Cloud, they've been working on that for a while now. And I don't think this ever hampered it. They always saw these studios and the games and how they performed as liabilities. That was in all their statements and their all financial statements. They would always mention it. It's like their freaking their scapegoat to it's like, why aren't we doing? Oh, but we got Final Fantasy and that's doing great. Well, yeah, I mean that's one of the biggest franchises ever, and it's been big for fucking decades. So I don't think any of that is a reason. I think they just wanted to trim the fat. Maybe Chris, I wouldn't say that I agree with Chris, but it's a good theory that my Cleo powers aren't looking that far away into the future, but
it's a sound theory. It's a sound theory.
It is definitely a sound theory.
My main question though, with Tomb Raider, they could have sold that to any of other publishers. I'm sure if there was an option, if they told these other publishers, even Microsoft could have just for an IP, not just for buying a company, but just for an IP, that could have been a possibility, or Sony, or some give that whole bundle. Like, was that?
Well, they sold They sold the studio. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It makes it more enticing to sell them. I guess, because if it's like selling Activision. It's like selling Activision. So Microsoft buying Call of Duty, but you don't get the studios that make Call of Duty.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Hard. And again, as we said many times, very rare where individual like game publishers are sold. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense that they just sold the entire the entire publishing team. You know, Crystal Dynamics. But yeah, again, I'm not surprised by any of this. We kind of saw it happening over the years. Street Enix just didn't want to deal with it. And the point I wanted to bring up during all this is I think Final Fantasy 14 is a factor. Final Fantasy 14 is Square Enix's Grand Theft Auto 5. That shit just prints money. So they're
or
like,
their World of Warcraft.
Yeah, or their World of Warcraft, exactly. So it just prints money. They don't need all this extra stuff. These studios that they clearly do not care about or even want, you know?
Or but their Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah, right, shit. but here's my question, and I don't even know if we could properly answer this. Why the hell did they buy these studios in the first place?
It's to future proof, because remember when they bought them, that was when the Japanese game industry was doing shit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was
so
it was
they
kinda,
so
yeah.
So to continue walk around it, this issue, they made a purchase into something that was already making good money. So if the Japanese division wasn't doing so well, they had the Western division that was sort of keeping them afloat. But it turned out it didn't happen that way, right?
Yeah, it didn't. They were never happy. They were never happy with the sales.
Yeah, they were never happy with any of the sales of those games.
They still have that deal with Marvel, right?
Who knows?
The deal is with Crystal Dynamics, so.
Oh, so then that's gone too, is it?
It's probably out the window.
Oh, we don't know. I don't want to make a definitive statement. We don't know. We don't know. But I'm trying to find this link about Sony making another acquisition team. But yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. You know, and again, like I said, even though it's weird, it's crazy, there's hope, because maybe finally we're going to get some games out of this, games that have been long dormant. You know what the fuck I'm going to say right now. Legacy of Kain. I was doing my research. I'm writing an article about this. I cannot believe this shit. Next year will be 20 years since the last game came out. Fuck, we're not talking about Nosgoth. Fuck, that shit doesn't exist.
No, that doesn't count.
Legacy of Kain Defiance came out in 2003. 20 fucking years, you know? They haven't released it, so hopefully we get that. Hopefully we'll get another Thief. Thief's been kind of dormant. They released a new Thief game 2014, I want to say. Great game.
When the PlayStation 4 came out.
Mm-hmm. I remember I reviewed that for DualShockers back in 2014. Great game. And Dos Equis, right? Or Deus Ex, bring it back. These are studios that we know are, studios that are confirmed are part of the sale, right? So hopefully we'll see some of these games. And I don't know what the whole 50... This thing's been floating around. It's like, oh, we have 50 games of development studios. Like, can we get a list, please? You know, an official one? But there's some other games out there, like Gex, if anybody wants Gex back.
That's Crystal Dynamics.
Crystal Dynamics. I didn't realize they owned Off-World Interceptor, I should say. Pretty interesting. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that game.
Total Eclipse, Crash and Burn... Those are old Crystal Dynamics games.
Yep. So, you know, maybe with that. But again, what I personally want, what I've been screaming about, again, it's on my Twitter since I joined the stupid site. Motherfucking Legacy of Kain / Soul Reaver. Bring it back, please. You know?
Already two of the actors have already passed away who were in it.
And unfortunately, I know they can't. Go ahead.
Tony J was the voice of the Elder God. And I think the guy who played Odo was in it too.
Oh yeah,
playing a character. Yeah,
that's right. He's done.
Yeah, and they're not going to get Amy Hennig back. She's doing other things, you know.
Oh, she's finally getting her Star Wars game. That's what she's doing.
Hopefully, you know, maybe Jade Raymond. But that's a whole other thing. Yeah, maybe she'll finally make a game. You know,
come on, Jade, you can do it. Make a game.
Yeah, we're rooting for you. You know.
Yeah, come on, Jade, do it. Make a game.
What is this? Embracer Group aren't going to bring back our favorite Square Enix games. Why? Who wrote this? The Gamer?
Of course they're not going to bring back your favorite Square Enix games. They're not making Square Enix games. They're making Crystal Dynamics and Eidos games.
That's right. Yeah.
Throw that article out the window.
I'll have to read this on my own time. Very interesting. Anyway, any last thoughts on this?
I'm really happy that this happened, and I'm especially happy that they didn't go to other certain publishers. But hopefully they get, you know, they're able to spread their wings, because obviously, you know, under the Square Enix umbrella, it was probably much tougher to do.
My only thing about this, it's kind of getting annoying, because we're talking about acquisition after acquisition. It's like all these megacorps essentially owning every single fucking franchise you could possibly ever think of. I'm just a little, I sort of miss the era of gaming where you could literally have a company that only made a few games and being the one. Eidos was that at that one point. So was Crystal Dynamics, you know?
Yeah, no,
that's
you're right.
That's my only thing about all this is, like, they both started, small. They were making Crystal Dynamics was just making 3DO games, you know? And then, you know, Eidos obviously was making the Tomb Raider games, and I don't know. That's my only worry about all this acquisition bullshit. It's like, you know, it's going to only be, like, three companies that own everything?
Yeah. That's my kind of running joke, is like, it's only going to be three or four game companies left at the end of it. Just a couple of things I want to read here. Square Enix Western Studios have underperformed over numerous titles. Its biggest growth areas in the past year have been from Japan studios, specifically smartphones and MMOs, Final Fantasy XIV. Square Enix was looking to offload Western Studios for a while. Not surprised there. Embracer is paying the full amount upon completion. Square Enix is like, listen, just get this shit off our hands, please.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't want nothing to do with it, you know.
They didn't want it.
And again, you know, on the, we got to talk about the NFT front too, right? But what's interesting about that is, you know, you could tell gamers are not happy with NFTs, right? Some companies, mm-hmm. they announce NFTs and then they kind of pull it back after reactions and stuff. And then just this week, you know, there was a report talking about how, you know, the NFTs have like bottomed out. Granted, we get this report like every week, but still, it's just kind of the timing was very interesting, you know? I honestly don't think there's a future with that shit in gaming. Maybe some other fields, perhaps. Maybe when the speculative bullshit finally dies down, maybe. But I think in gaming, at the moment, this thing getting flying, right? I think Square Enix is, it's not smart for them to go as hard as they seem to be with this. I think it's going to be a failed venture, you know?
With, I wonder like, if it's just, yeah. I wonder if they just heard a buzzword and they're like, hey, we should do that.
Oh, not, but listen, I guarantee you most companies that invest in NFTs only doing it because of the buzz. They don't know what the fuck this shit is, you know? Mm-hmm. But we're not going to get into NFTs, but I just think it's a bad move for video game companies. But I'm not talking about other companies. Other companies, maybe they can find a way to make it work. With video games, I think it's a bad move. We've seen already what they're trying to do with fucking Konami. Oh, here, buy a GIF. Like, okay, bro. Daddy,
well, that shit. You know, it was... With Konami, I barely even trust them to make a video game, let alone know? Anything else.
So, and the thing about it, whatever that was, that is not like a real forward. That's essentially a toe dip into the dimension of those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think nowhere did Konami ever say we're going to be aggressively pursuing this. I think it's just they're dipping their toe, seeing that there's some sort of demand and dipping their toe in, and then. If it doesn't work out, they just shed it. They haven't, though Square Enix are saying, oh, yeah, we really want to look into this shit.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm reading this off of Kotaku. You know, I don't like Kotaku, but this was a genuinely funny line. NFTs are like QAnon if it were a stock, if believing in a flat earth could be bought and sold. Jesus Christ. all right, man, let's move on here. Another story here. So New York City is suing Activision Blizzard, and they're specifically targeting our boy, Mr. Bobby Kotick, over all that.
He is from New York.
Yeah. So I haven't done too much research into this, but you know, this is the fallout of all the sexual harassment stuff that has been going on. You know, and again, I think this is part of the reason. Actually, not part of it, but the reason. Why Activision wanted to sell out, because I think this is Tony speculating, right? Tony speculation, I'm not speaking for anybody. I think Bobby Kotick once the sale goes through, he's either going to be quote unquote fired or he's going to retire. So it'll be harder for, you know, the law to come down on him because he's not an employee anymore. You know, yeah. So that's what I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. You know, he's trying to get his what do they call it? You know, the golden parachute. Trying to get his parachute.
He already has his golden parachute. We looked at what he gets. Oh, yeah. If he gets let go.
But yeah. But I think, and Chris, I want you to jump in because I'm pretty sure you disagree with everything I just said. It's like he is trying to get out as soon as possible, so it'll be harder for the feds to come down on him. Overall, or the law to come down on him, because right now it'll be easier because he works with Activision, obviously. After the fact, if he's just a regular civilian, it's going to be a little bit tougher.
Yeah,
it stuff carries over, right? Doesn't it? You can't just walk away and be like, all right, no, I'm not there anymore. You can't come out.
Well, there's governance and corporate law, but if you're not a corporate officer anymore, and let's say they decide to then file a case against him for whatever they're going to charge him with. They'd have to file a civil case in that, and there's no corporate governance. Yeah. It's like, well, I'm a private citizen now, and then they take him to civil court. And there's caps on the penalties you can put on him. If you find him as a corporate officer, he could potentially lose a good amount or most of his golden parachute if they find him, right? And they would find the company, but he would be liable. So that's why he's probably looking to get out as soon as possible. He can reduce the liability to himself.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's what's going on there. You know, and we talked about this before, but one of the main things is like basically there was a lot of misconduct, all this crazy shit happening at Activision. And allegedly Bobby Kotick knew about it and even protected the guys who were like doing these things, you know. So that's the reason, you know, New York specifically is coming down on him. You know, but I think this guy's trying to bail quick.
Does Activision have a branch in New York? I don't remember that.
I don't know, but, you know, I don't know if they do. I can't answer that.
So, I mean, can any state just can any state just do that? You know, just bring somebody to court for civil, you know, for these damages. If it, you know, even if it didn't happen on their in their state.
Well, didn't we see this with mobile overseas, where some companies are saying they were going after companies, mobile games, or some of the thing is predatory because of the transactions, microtransactions. They can't.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But this is interesting. The lawsuit actually says this. I'm quoting here: Kotick and his fellow directors. I'm reading this off of Engadget. The suit was filed by New York City Employees Retirement System and pension funds that represent police, teachers, and firefighters. The plaintiffs, who own stock in Blizzard Activision, argue that the Microsoft deal allows, quote-unquote, Kotick and his fellow directors a means to escape liability for their egregious breaches of fiduciary duty. Yeah, they don't. They're like, listen, we're trying to get this guy before he leaves, and we can't touch him. Yeah. This shit is wild, because man.
If you find him for neglecting his fiduciary responsibility, that those penalties are high.
Yeah, but again, if he's a private citizen, you know, this is a civil suit. That's all they could do. So, yeah, very interesting. Let me read the rest of this. New York City claims the $68.7 billion Microsoft deal, which was valued at $95 per share, undervalues a company that was trading at close to that price before the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing sued it last summer and started a wave of litigation. The New York City plaintiffs are demanding access to various company documents, including those related to the pending takeover and details on the five other possible buyers that Activision mentioned in filing on sale talks. Man, they want everything, you know? but again, the suit was broad. We don't know where this is going to go. And when is the sale finalized? I remember hearing it's next
fiscal year 2023.
Yeah. So when is that? April or something?
It's before March.
Yeah,
the end of March.
Yeah. Okay. So
I have no doubt that Microsoft's team, all this was going to be an issue going in. Like, all right, this guy has got a lot of baggage. So
yeah. Oh, listen, he's not long for that world. He is going to be gone, but. Again, if once he leaves, he's not gonna have to pay the price, as it were.
The iron price?
Yeah, exactly. Very interesting. So we'll obviously keep an eye on that. All right. Moving on here to some lighter news. Carlos, your boy Jeff Keighley, man.
Uh-oh.
He announced that the Summer Games Fest will return on June 9th.
Oh, like it wasn't gonna return.
Yeah. So yeah, June 9th. Yeah,
but wait, I have to ask: did E3 make any sort of announcement?
They did not. Remember, they're gone this year. But yeah,
you know how Jeff works, where like, you know, E3 says something, and they're like, "Oh, by the way."
Yeah, no E3 announcement this time. But you know, if this is anything like they've had these for 2 years now, haven't they? Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's anything like that, oh, who gives bits? Bob Hits, what's going on, brother? Thank you, man, for the bits. Appreciate that. If it's Summer Game Fest like last time, we're gonna get a 3-hour advertisement and then like a trickle of announcements during the entire summer.
Yeah,
you know, and like happened last year when Microsoft's event happens, brought to you by Summer Game Fest. Watch, you know. I don't. Hold on. What time is this happening?
The 9th.
No. June 9th. I'm talking about the time. Los Angeles, 1 p.m., so that's 4 p.m. I'll probably be working. Maybe you guys will live stream your reactions. Did we do it last time? I don't remember if we did a live stream or not. Did we do one for Summer Game Fest last year?
I think we did.
Did Game Awards? I can't remember.
We did Game Awards. We always do Game Awards. I don't remember if... Oh, it's on a Thursday, too, by the way. So, hey, we'll at least be able to talk about it that night, you know?
No, we did do it, and it was like, didn't we replace Throwdown with it, with that stream? Because it was like a little bit before in the afternoon.
We've never done Throwdown in the afternoon. Like,
I don't know.
Like a proper Throwdown episode? No, we've never done one of the, we got to look through the archives.
We're getting old here, guys.
What happened? We're getting old here. Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, it's all archived, man. We'll figure it out, you know? I don't really have anything to say. I'm not expecting much, especially this year. There's no games coming out, you know?
They had a special announcement where it was like, and for the first time ever, you can experience the Game Awards in select IMAX theaters. And
yeah, that's like, interesting.
And then I tweeted out, now folks will know what it feels like if you go to the movie theater only for the commercials.
Oh, shit. just 3 hours of it, basically. Because even the game announcements feel like commercials.
Yeah, most of them do. There's some that are like, oh, shit, that game. But
excuse me? You know?
Yeah, but few and far between.
And I bet you the games we'll actually be excited about aren't coming this year.
No, they're not.
Let's just be honest here.
Well, what games are you excited for?
Nothing's coming.
But I know, but that's what I'm saying. So it's just surprises that you're hoping for. That's all I'm hoping for.
Nothing coming, man. New Legacy of Kain. There we go. There's nothing coming this year. You know, the Ninja Turtles games are like the only things I'm hyped about. And I know dudes are going, what about God of War? Listen, I'm hyped for God of War. I don't think that's coming this year. I hope I'm fucking wrong. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. I don't know, man. I think everything's getting delayed. What was the latest game that got delayed? Something got delayed. It was announced today, I believe.
Yeah, it was the one that looks like the Division, but
it's an Xbox game, right?
Oh, no, it's on PC. Okay. Oh, man, it got pushed to next year. What is it called? I forgot. It's a crazy-looking game, though. It does remind me of Infected and regular people, and it's an open world, and you can break into stores and set off a list of cops after you. I mean, it looks impressive. But that was supposed to come out around November, and then they, nope, next year. Sorry. Hold on. That's bothering me.
Yeah, can you look it up, please? Because I saw fanboys making fun of, oh, you're not getting any games. You know?
Is that what they saw it?
It was called The Day Before.
The Day Before, all right.
Not The Day After?
Not The Day After. No,
the Day Before, The Day After. The Day Before. Yeah. It looks amazing.
This is going to bug me. Did we live stream this shit? I mean, either way, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'll be at work, but fuck. Either way, we'll cover it, you know? But I'm not expecting much. Again, not only because of the actual show itself, but because there's no games, you know?
Yeah, no games, son.
Ain't no games.
Like I always said, it's got to be something. There's
gotta have something. Carlos Market.
There's no 1 hour in the history of all these.
There's never been a presentation of any segment of any kind that said, oh, everything is, there's always going to be, may not be what you want. There's going to be something. And who knows? It could be a sleeper hit. We've seen a few sleeps come out. So anything is possible.
The game that set the world on fire is called The Sleeper Hit. That's what the game is called.
I'm looking at the featured image Manny made for last year with Jeff Keighley like, ah! And then Kojima's there for some reason.
Yeah.
And it's not a Star Wars game? What is this? It is Elden Ring.
That's Elden Ring in the center.
Okay, this was just a regular throwdown episode, it looks like. Okay, yeah, so we didn't do a live stream.
We didn't bother streaming it.
We didn't, yeah, okay. It wasn't even the entire show. Like, it was just one topic.
You guys already covered the other big news?
Which one?
About Fortnite?
No. I mean, we talk about it. There's not really anything to say, really. Like, oh, no, actually, what am I talking about? I'm a fucking idiot. It's the next topic. Yeah, all right, who put the show together, man?
Who did this?
It's fucking Tito, but he drinks a lot.
Let me talk to your manager.
Yeah, right? Anyway, anything else to say about Summer Game Fest?
It's happening.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, man.
That's all I got.
All right, I literally forgot to put this in the show. Yeah, Fortnite comes to Xbox Game Pass Cloud, right? Now, here's the thing. When I initially saw this, I was like, who fucking cares? You know, you could play.
It's
you could
a free
you,
game.
Yeah. Who gives a shit? But here's the story. And I think, Adam, this is where you're going to go with this, right? You don't need Google Play or Apple to play Fortnite on your phone. You bypass it completely, you know?
All you need is a Microsoft account.
That's it. That's it.
So that's people, tons of billions of people that have not been able to play on an iPhone or iPad, now able to play. All you got to do is get a Microsoft account. And, you know, that's what they're going to use to try to pull them in to getting a Game Pass subscription.
Yeah.
Because they're like, that's free. That's the thing. This is all free. There's no tie-ins of you got to have Game Pass service. But no, just need to have an account. That's it. It's free to have open up an account, gamer tag, all that. And that's big news because it's been off iPhones for a few years now, right?
Yeah.
It's been definitely been a few years. So to bring that audience in. And I saw some report that were estimated based off of the download and plays, 100-something million players.
Oh, on iPhone? Oh, yeah. iOS. Okay, wow.
Yeah, iOS just for Fortnite. You can just get half of that.
Yeah.
Just half of that to sign up. That's a huge.
Yeah. Well, so, let's see how many, because, you know, those half of those guys probably grew up
people,
already.
People are like, oh, well, you know, showing some bad blood toward Apple with Microsoft. They forget that Microsoft already has bad blood with Apple regarding the whole Xbox. And because remember the whole thing that Apple wanted to charge for every transaction through the app?
Oh, and I guarantee you Microsoft ain't going to be charging that much, you know? Like, they're going to be getting a cut, but not that much, you know?
Because they wanted to charge a certain amount for every game. And they were like, but you don't do that to Amazon.
Yeah.
You don't do that to the other ones. Why do you want to do that to us? So now, if you get the Xbox, if you get the Xbox on an iOS, you don't see an option to purchase any games.
Yeah.
You can just pre-install. So you can't purchase. You'll have to go to the website. Because you can't do it in an app because Apple wants to charge this ridiculous money. And I think Sony does pay for it because on the iOS, you're now part of the family. If you get that PlayStation.
Hey, Guadalupe.
You'll see, you know, that you can purchase. I guess that, you know, Apple's getting their cut from Sony.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was their work. And that's why. Is how you can play the Fortnite on it. It's the same thing. It's bucket.com/play. That's the workaround. And then that creates a little widget for your homepage. So then that way you just click that button and it takes you straight there.
That's interesting.
The whole bypass. Yeah, that's the whole bypass for Game Pass on iOS. And now that's going to be the bypass.
This is interesting. All you need is a Microsoft account. You don't need to be subscribed to Xbox Game Pass. At all. Very interesting. It says with no installation or memberships required. Nope. All you need to do is, I'm reading this off X. All you need to do is go to xbox.com/play on your web browser and sign in with your Microsoft account to party up with friends. And there you go.
And it's going to, of course, touch screen the thing, but it also has controller support. So if you do have other controllers, they definitely mention the Xbox. And there you go. And you're probably going to be playing a better version. Because it's not going to be the downgraded version for a mobile device.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. It's not going to be some downgraded bullshit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you need a good internet connection and all that, you know. But, you know, if you got a 5G phone or something, you know, you'll be good to go.
So, this is huge. This is huge. I'm sure this deal costs some amount of money. But they have a good working relationship.
Yeah.
You know, remember that was the whole thing with Gears. We had just talked about that earlier, about companies that it's rare that they sell an IP off to another publisher. And that's what Epic did. They sold Gears to Microsoft. They've always had that connection, that business with Unreal. The Coalition, not the website Coalition, but Coalition, the studio that makes Gears, recently did this whole presentation about Unreal 5. And they were like, oh, we have a close relationship with Epic. They would give tools and we had issues. And that's not always the case that you hear with developers trying to get support. The Unreal Engine. So that connection is tight, and this makes it even tighter because now they're connected again, big IP, which is Fortnite. We'll see.
Yeah, pretty interesting. All right, man. Moving on here. Now, this one is very interesting. So the Nintendo Switch. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry.
Rewind.
We can't use this story.
Is it confirmed untrue? Are we under NDA? Is there someone aiming a sniper rifle at you right now?
Actually, give me a moment, because I just saw the source. We don't trust VG charts around these parts, people. We don't trust them. You know? By the way, I got to bring this up while we're talking about that, right? So VG charts, we already established that this is not a site to be trusted, right? The numbers are not accurate. I thought this was settled years ago, right? Why is it that last week you saw it pop up? Like, oh, VG chart says Xbox this, Xbox that. Like, very interesting. I thought we already debunked this site, you know? So where did that come from? Or is it just a case of fanboys, you know, using that as ammo?
It's like everybody needs to be reminded that these things happen.
For news.
Here we go. Nintendo Life, that's an actual reputable. Please don't tell me they got that shit off of VG charts, though, you know?
Oh, well, you know.
Time for some research.
Yeah. All right. We're not using that, but this is from back in February. So yeah, Switch outsells Wii and PlayStation. Which PlayStation though, bruh?
PlayStation 4 probably.
Didn't outsell PS2 though, you know. And it hasn't outsold, at least as far as February goes, hasn't outsold it yet. But check this out. This is interesting. So back in February, the Nintendo Switch had sold 103 million, right? And PlayStation 4 has sold 116 million. We're couple months away from that. Possible. possible it's edging close. You know, I could believe that. Because who's buying PlayStation 4s? You know, dudes are still buying Switches. So I'm not saying, you know, it has outsold it, but I could believe it's it will this year for sure. You know, by the way, I got this story, and I'm not trying to throw blame, but I got to say it. I got the story off of the Throwdown Discord. So people, do me a favor. Do not post VG Charts shit in there, you know, because VG Charts is not to be trusted, you know. So we'll move on to some more fun stuff. This is not a new story, just Twitter nonsense that
what did
your boy was also mixed up in. So our boy Gene Park, my favorite gaming journalist. This guy is great. Not only is he a great human being, great journalist. You know,
he's younger than you,
and he is younger than me. I'm very surprised by that. I thought this motherfucker was like 10 years older than me. You know, I'm older than him. Ain't that something? But he got hit by the fanboys. He was under heat for saying something controversial, right?
You making controversial statements?
He said that he wishes Naughty Dog would make smaller games that don't take as long to develop so they could come out faster. Pretty innocent saying, right? Not to the fanboys. They got mad as fuck. Oh, so you want them to make Nintendo games? Low quality shit. You're supposed to be a gaming journalist? They came at our boy, man. They came at him hard. You know,
I mean, like, to be honest,
what
like you got like
a journalist
again,
have to do that's just his own opinion.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Since they don't like the opinion, they try to attack his profession.
Here's the thing: they automatically think that it means Nintendo fucking games. Mm-hmm. I mean, God of War God of War and God of War 2 could literally be thrown under that sort of category. They were like, you know, God of War was a 9-hour game. God of War 2 was a 12-hour game. Two years of development between them. Nowadays, what would that be considered? Is that a Nintendo game?
Yeah. Like, and here's the thing. I saw the tweet and I didn't even think twice about it. I'm like, yeah, I agree. And not only that, I extend it further. I think most companies should do this, right? And I took it as like he would prefer to have more games like like Lost Legacy, which was fucking amazing, right? Than just a giant Last of Us 2, right? Like, why not? Why can't you have the Last of Us 2? And, like, it's funny to call it a bite-sized portion because 10 hours was not bite-sized back in the day.
God of War 2 was 12 hours long. Mm-hmm. And then people didn't say, oh, bro, this game is too short. Blah, 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 blah.
Talked about this before. If these people bitch, but then, of course, you could see
they don't finish games.
And on trophies, they don't finish it. We see when you get to like chapter 5 and 6 and then it starts popping up rare and ultra rare, that's not.
Yeah, no, you're right.
People are not playing it all the way through. And if these people bitch, oh, it's only 10 hours, it'd be 10 hours too long for you because you're not finishing it.
Yeah.
Finish it. And we won't have this issue because that's the other metric that a lot of these companies are following. The achievements and the trophy system works more for just the analytics because then they can see what people are playing. Are they doing the side missions? Or how far are they getting in a campaign? What difficulty are they preferring to play on? A lot of that. And we're seeing, man, just don't put the time in anyway. So why are people complaining how long something is?
Yeah.
They don't even go.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've been saying that for years, right? By the way, a little bit of an aside. Elden Ring's completion rate. Here's the thing about Elden Ring, right? People are saying, oh, this game's difficult. It's one of the most difficult games. You know what the completion rate is for that game? Take a guess.
40%.
No, it's lower than that.
37.
Lower.
30.
Lower.
25.
Mm-hmm. You know what 25% is? And Adam, you know, that's the regular completion rate. So the game is not any harder than any other game, you know? Very interesting. So anyway, so Gene got a lot of flack for saying this, right? And I saw this after the fact, and the tweet I saw from him specifically said that he laments the fact that he can't, that he said he loves Sony, he loves talking about PlayStation, but he feels that he can't talk about PlayStation without all these idiots coming after him. That set me off. So I went in there and I said, the PlayStation community has become toxic, which I agree. The PlayStation community has become absolutely toxic this generation. So they basically, the PlayStation community this generation is what the Xbox community was last gen. Any perceived slight on Sony and PlayStation will get you flack. I've been dealing with this shit since before the PlayStation 5 when I was like, hold on, so Miles Morales is a PS4 game? Horizon is a PS4 game? I was questioning these things as a PlayStation fan, right? No, you're a fucking bot, Tony. So I called that out, and then I said the real truth because I smelled the hypocrisy. I'm like, funny when Sean Layden said the same fucking thing Gene Park did 3 years ago, nobody said anything. Sean Layden literally said, games are becoming untenable. We have to shorten these budgets. We have to shorten the games so we can release more of them. He said the same damn thing. Nobody said nothing. Gene says the same thing, and suddenly he's a villain, you know? It's fucking insane. And obviously, me defending Gene got a bunch of these idiots on my ass, you know? They made memes about your boy. They made memes about your boy, you know, Twitter spaces, videos, all that shit, you know? But I'm not sweating it, though. But what really got me upset is, like, they're going after this guy, again, one of the best gaming journals out there, for his opinion. You know, he didn't even say anything. And then some fucking idiots were like, oh, if you give a bad trash take on Twitter, you're going to get called out. The take wasn't trash. It was a good, honest take, which I 100% agree with. You know, think about it. Where's Grand Theft Auto 6, right? Where the fuck is... We should have had more Uncharted, more of these games. Nothing, because these games take too goddamn long to make. We've been talking about this for a while, you know? But these guys are so soft now, so sensitive, they got to come back. And then obviously, you know, as I call it, the blue checkmark hate, you know? These fucking blue checkmarks talking all this shit, you know? Like, how about you check yourself, bro, and stop with all that hate? Because that's where it really comes from in the end, a lot of jealousy. You know, it's fucking insane. It's very sad. But I'm on a rant right now. But I sympathize with what Gene said, because you know how many times I have to check myself? I'm like, I probably shouldn't say that because I know these PlayStation guys, even something innocent, I already know it's going to come in. Think about it like this, right? Anytime I've said Ghost of Tsushima, I'm not making this up. I literally said Ghost of Tsushima, my favorite PlayStation or my favorite game of 2020. Fuck you. What about The Last of Us? You know, like I've gotten heat over that. You know, PlayStation fans are insane this generation, and it's upsetting as a PlayStation fan, you know?
Well, I would say they're even fans.
I don't think they are. I think they're shills.
These are just people that like to complain, and that's the sad part of all this stuff, is that it's just turned into a place for people to attack. They don't care. It's never like, oh, wow, you know what? Yeah, let's talk about this. No discussion. It's, you're wrong. This is bullshit. I don't like you. And then other people jump aboard that. That's all it is.
It's a damn shame, man. Again, because I like talking about PlayStation 2. I'm going to keep talking, you know. And tonight, because I was feeling a little, evil, I just threw it out there. I was like, Xbox Game Pass is still the best deal in gaming. Oh, the hate I'm getting for that, Adam.
Well, true.
And some guys in the chat was like, hey, the fact that you guys are getting mad about this says something, doesn't it? You know?
It still baffles me even get pissed as if they own.
These companies,
what does it matter?
You don't understand. They don't own the company. The companies own them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. These guys shill for these companies all day, every day on Twitter. They don't make any money off of them. Yeah. Sony's not paying them. Why?
Yeah,
and I said this. Why do you love something that cannot love you back, you know?
It's literally a one direction relationship.
It's like, what was that? That guy that we saw that a few months ago was like, I wish I can go buy this console, but you can do whatever the hell you want. If you can find it, then go for it.
Yeah,
no one's telling you no, you can't do this. You're a trader or whatever. That doesn't exist. That's your own fanboy thing. Just,
oh my god, yeah, I remember that shit. Like, I wish I could buy this console. I'm like, buy it. He's like, I wish I could buy this console, but I'm too loyal to whatever console it was.
That's what it was.
I want to buy this, but I'm too loyal. Yeah, are you stupid?
Who needs to be? Why again? What is there to be loyal to? It has PlayStation, saved your family. Have they done anything for you other than distract you for a few fucking hours?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
you got to get your fucking shit in check, because that is not that. There's nothing to be fucking loyal to. The freaking PlayStation is just an entity. It's not even an entity. It's just a fucking product.
Yeah. It's insane. And obviously, of course, you know, since you're saying something about PlayStation, bad about PlayStation, you must be an Xbox. Must be, you know? This is how narrow-minded these people are.
It's blind support. It's not even, backed by anything. It's just support just for the sake of support because you're fucking loyal. Who gives a shit, man? Go where the fucking games are, man.
Yeah.
If you like yourself some Halo, go buy yourself an Xbox. Yeah.
And then all you do is play PC. Halo on it. If that's it, that's what you do. I mean, it's all against that.
Again, and I don't understand why PlayStation fans have to be so defensive about any of this shit. They're fucking winning.
Yeah, they are winning. That's the thing. You guys are still winning this generation. Where are you beefing about? Well, you know where the beef is coming from, because now it's not so lopsided, right? Last generation, it was completely lopsided from the jump, right? Xbox One fucked up. Horrible system, right? This generation, a little bit different. Xbox is offering a lot of really good stuff, and they don't like that. They feel threatened, so they need to attack. They got to make 6-hour Twitter spaces and YouTube videos and stuff,
Well,
I sometimes wonder if I should be flattered since I'm the subject of some of these spaces.
And that's the main reason why I don't need discussions with
people. No, don't bother. Trash.
You don't understand. You need competition. Competition is good for every industry. You don't want to be like, I want my guys to win all the time. Then what? Then what happens? Then they control the market. Regardless of what market it is, they'll set the pricing. They'll buy up more companies. Oh, wow, this company's making a game. They'll gobble them up and then maybe kill off IP, compete with one of their own. I always remember when AOL bought ICQ. They had their own.
ICQ
was awesome. And it was like, they bought it. They're going to integrate it. No, they just killed it.
Mm-hmm.
They just killed it off. And that's what happens if you get too big. So we want competition, whether it's Microsoft's competition. And if they got their head too big, which they did with the Xbox One, and that was trash, they had to bend the knee. They got brought down to earth. So now they're trying to play catch up. And hopefully, if it does get to that point again, they learn from their mistakes. But then we see it with PlayStation. They had their whole hack situation, all that stuff. They said, don't worry, we're going to fix it. Good. We gave the blast service and we got these games. Like, that's great. Don't know. And then that starts to see all these other things. We need the competition. So I don't understand when people are like, win this. This has to be the best one ever. Don't do that. We don't want that bad.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's the thing. They feel like they need to stick up for them for. But again, I don't understand why, then wasting hours on social media arguing about this shit, memes and all this other stuff. Why? Play the games,
There's people that kind of want self-identity, they identify with these.
You see that with sports. We see that with sports.
It is like sports fans. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, every time, it's a dead giveaway every time you praise the competition and how people get defensive from that. Like Tony mentioned with praising Game Pass, it's like when you praise something and it's like, we know what, like we dealt with Damien, who was the opposite of this. He was on the Xbox side. Every time we would, praise.
I don't believe that, because even when we said good things about an Xbox, he still bitched.
He still,
He just wanted to bitch about shit. He didn't care if it was right or wrong. I don't remember him once saying, you know what, you guys agree with me, you get it. No, it was always still, he still had to find something else.
Well, it's the same, and it's the same with these other guys that are PlayStation fanboys. It's like, it doesn't matter if you praise Ghost of Tsushima, if you don't praise the right one, we're gonna go crazy.
Again, that's what happened every single time. Every time I talked about how great and how much I love Ghost of Tsushima, what about The Last of Us 2? Every time, consistently,
That's your type of game, that's it, that's what you want.
You're just, again, blindly supporting everything that's under the sun. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Granted, you have your games that you like, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Granted, that is like a microcosm of like social media in general, because this is literally, you could be like, oh man, I love bacon. Why do you hate pancakes? It's insane,
Maybe I'm overanalyzing this, but you guys don't eat bacon on with your pancakes?
I don't like pancakes. I actually legit don't like pancakes.
Tony does not like pancakes.
Yeah, but my point is, like, if you say I like this, someone's going to ask you, why do you hate that? That's how it always goes, man. People are interesting, dude,
Can't just like everything.
Yeah. By the way, this is not exactly related, but it's still about, weird human psychology. I saw, like, a IT person on Twitter the other day, right? She was talking about how she goes to Reddit. Like, sometimes she'll get stuck on something. She'll go to Reddit and ask the question, and then she'll purposely log into a fake account and answer the question wrongly, and then people will jump in to correct her. Because she noticed that when she asked the question and leaves it as is, nobody would answer. But people love correcting you. You know,
it's starting the conversation. Yeah, you see that a lot on YouTube.
Yeah,
you see that a lot of people will go on a conversation. You'll see a comment, then you'll see another one, and you click on that one just to see who comment. And this person no follows. This person doesn't even follow the channel. Something's off with it. And that's what they're doing. They're starting their own conversation to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, it's kind of interesting human psychology. It's like people. And you see it, like, you know, you'll get stuck on a computer thing or something. You Google it, right? And the only comments you see is like, I have the same problem too. But the instant somebody goes in there and gives advice and it's wrong, no, you got to do this instead. So what she does is she'll read the comments like, okay, this is how I fix the problem.
Well, let's test it out.
Yeah.
CD Projekt Red has never done a Witcher game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I'm telling you, man. It's interesting.
Got it. You didn't fall for the bait.
Well, you know, we're live, bro. We're live.
You already know what we're doing. We gotta wait till after.
No, it was. I'll explain it later.
No, I got it, but it's like it doesn't work with if you know the people. You know, it's what only works with random strangers. And random strangers love to fucking correct you. You know.
Oh yeah,
the people.
So I'm just thinking of ways I could use this on Twitter to my advantage somehow. You know.
Well, that means you have to make a burner account.
Yeah, but then again, I get corrected by saying regular shit. So I guess it doesn't matter, you know? No. You know? I forgot what it was. I commented on something, and some dudes were already getting, like, trying to correct me. I'm like, dude, it's like, calm down. It's just a joke.
That always happens to fucking Twitter, because, you know, you always get the but actuallys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and actually,
and it's funny.
Shut the fuck, it's like shut the fuck up and listen to what I'm fucking saying before you fucking comment, you dick.
I remember years ago when Tony started getting a lot of followers, and I remember Manny used to do this too. He's like, "Yeah, you're getting more followers. Just wait, you're gonna get a lot of fucking crazy ass people."
Oh yeah, it happens.
Like, it's all coming into fruition.
That's where So somebody posted a picture of like, it looks like, you know, King Arthur's Knights of the Round Table. They're all putting their swords on a table, right? And it says, "Gun guys, car guys, gamer guys, Lego guys, golf guys," and they're putting their swords into, you know, bad financial decisions. So I wrote, mm-hmm. "What about worse, crypto guys?" Dudes went in there. "Oh no, how can you say gamers are like spending their money? You know, how can you say this? How can you say that?" I'm like, dude, relax. It's a joke. Chill.
But not even that. You just threw all these other ones.
I didn't do that. I just retweeted the picture. That's it. I asked, "Where's crypto guys?" You know, but because there was gamer in there, "Oh, Tony, how could you say that you're a gamer?" So I'm like, it's a fucking joke. Relax. And thankfully, the people were like, "Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. We're cool." You know, they realize like you look stupid right now, dude. Like there's so much overreaction on social media. You know,
let's talk to Elon. Let's see what he has to say about that.
Elon, fix this shit, please. You know,
well, put him on a paywall and usually shut people up.
Yeah. I like J&L went in there. Like, he replied to one guy, like, "Yo, it's not that deep, bro." This guy wrote like a paragraph. Why? It's a fucking picture. I am so glad that I did not grow up with the internet. You know what I'm saying? That I came of age without this bullshit, that this is normal, because I can see how insane this is. You know?
What's crazy is that it's how everything evolved, because we did come up through the internet. There was no internet when we were growing up.
There was none.
We've seen it from the beginning.
I
remember from chat rooms to forums to early with Friendster and MySpace. And it wasn't as bad as it is now.
I know why, Adam. I know exactly why. Think about it. Back in those early days, who was on the internet? It was just a bunch of fucking nerds. Let's just be real here. Once you let the normies in with their phones, that's it. That opened the floodgates, you know? Yeah. Any fucking idiot can get on. You need a technical skill to get on the internet back in the day. You know, now it's just any fucking idiot on their phone. You know, you know what's the joke? It's like, this phone's are smart, the people are dumb. It's true. You know, it is insane. What's going on? Subset. Hold on, I want to read a comment you said earlier, which I thought was very good. Let me scroll up here. He goes, "One subset. What's going on, man? How you doing?" He goes, "As a man over 50, I'll just say that this gamers are just getting younger and younger as time goes on. Without any parental supervision, they grow up to be 20-year-old plus assholes." Well, I mean, he's right, you know?
You don't got anybody saying, calling you out and saying, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. I comment on that. By the way, the show's pretty much done, so we're just going to fluff right now. He goes, yes, you and me both. The internet was those big botanical encyclopedias. Everybody had it at their house. Oh, remember that shit? Those big-ass books, the internet.
That was the only way you could really get knowledge. You had to own those collections.
You had to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those encyclopedias?
Yeah, yeah.
Encyclopedia Britannica, baby.
You had to, know?
Okay. I had those.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about all those fucking Windows installer discs you had to have, you know?
Or the AOL discs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Somebody was telling me about this, how they showed their son, like their young son, a floppy disk. And they were like, what is this? He was like, oh, that's the save icon.
Oh, because the save icon is a floppy disk.
Yeah, he never saw floppy disk. Like, oh, the save icon. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, man.
Did you guys like? I used to. I'm confessing now. It's been 15 years since statute of limitations. I used to steal a lot of those AOL discs, those 48-hour free trials.
Who didn't?
Yeah, get those things in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You would steal it from the mailboxes.
I didn't need to buy a disc for years because I just used one of those things. They send you one every week. You just, flip the little switch, you delete it, and then you got yourself a new disc.
Man, it got even easier if you knew some websites to go to when there were still wares, and they would even have a list of codes, because then all you would have to do is enter these codes, and the codes give you another 3-4 months. It's sort of what you would find on the disc, just the codes, and then eventually the generators for these things, and then that's it. You just get one and you generate up to a year. And then you're good to go.
Carlos, don't feel guilty. Yeah. When you remember walking into Radio Shack and ejecting the Encarta CD out of the Tandies they'd have on the display and taking that home, now you're talking.
You know what else I used to do? I used to go to this is an AOL, but I used to go to the Hollywood Video because that was closer to me than Lux.
Shit.
And I used to go to all the freaking. All the Xbox 360 games, and I would open their cartridges and get those free Xbox Live trials, and I get so many and make different accounts when I used to mod, and I'm just letting it all loose.
Man, and what's the other thing I saw the other day, man? So somebody, this was on Reddit, right? Somebody posted a picture of like a phone outlet, right? You know, the ones you plug in or whatever, right? So they go, and the caption said, what kind of Ethernet port is that? Yo, when I read that, I tweeted this out. I had the gif of Matt Damon aging into an old man. That's how I felt. Like, fuck. Because these kids probably don't even know what a landline is,
We had in the office, we have a big copy machine. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that a lot of the big copy machines have is the fax.
That's right, yeah.
But we don't really use the fax. Yeah. So this was a while ago. We was actually using the fax. And one of the young guys that worked, he was like, you hear that weird noise?
Like, what is that?
What is that?
What is that?
And one of the guys looked at him and was like, this dude has never heard the fax sound.
Yeah.
With the dialing.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yo, by the way, when I saw that picture of the phone, I just heard him at. Remember when you were dialing in and shit?
That shit used to scare me.
Yeah, man. Yo, hold on, Mighty Nerd, man. He brought it back. Net Zero. That's the shit I used back in the day, man. Yeah. Net Free Zero. Internet,
it was because you could, you had a Net Zero. And you had X amount of time you could get on for free.
Yeah, so I could only I would just hop in at night and shit for like an hour or two.
That was my backup, because back in the day AOL used to share like it used to have different screen names, but used to share the internet time with everybody else.
Yeah.
So if like my brother or my dad were on AOL, running AOL, I couldn't get on. So what I would had was the alternate, which you turn on Net Zero, and then you could literally, I could surf around for a little bit, you see some stupid ads, and then, eventually you come back.
They had the ad bar, and I had a version that got through the ad bar. So you had full view, because that was the thing with the big bar that was at the top, and you couldn't minimize or anything. It was there, and I had a way of just together.
Okay, now I need to, because I'm pretty sure this exists, I need to see if Michael Winslow video of him doing the internet sound. I know that's got to exist, The Police Academy guy, for you guys who don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I just realized there's probably some other audience I'd never heard of Police Academy.
Oh no, they probably it depends.
They know Michael Winslow. You gotta know Michael Winslow. Come on now.
He popped up last season. America's Got Talent.
Oh, shit.
Popped up. Yeah. Saying that
we talked about this.
Yeah. Remember, he was coming out of retirement. Because, like, what are you doing here? He's
like, coming out of retirement. Yeah, what you doing?
That's what they said. Yeah. Howie Mandel. He's like, I mean, people know you. What are you? He's like, well, I'm out of retirement. I figured I'd take a big in. What better than that's what he didn't win, but still, he got it out. I'm sure that's the first time the young people heard somebody do all these crazy sounds.
I'll look this up later. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see it. He's there.
Yeah, no, because I know Michael Whistle had to do the entrance. I know.
I don't know how he did those noises.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Got the beep and the boop. The remember that shit from Spaceballs? Oh, man. That was something else I was going to bring up, but I forgot. But yeah, internet, you be crazy, you know?
You had him.
Bring back AIM, you know? Bring back dial-up, you know? So get rid of all this bullshit.
Oh, I don't know about that, but.
Okay, I know that you might. Okay, high speed internet, but before, you know, social media and YouTube and all that, you know. Anyway, go on. What's your question?
What are your thoughts on NVIDIA's GeForce allowing 4K for Mac and PC now?
Do you use it?
No, because they took a lot of the games that I did play off of it. I used to play the Street Fighter and stuff, and then Capcom pulled, and then I was playing Doom on it, and then Doom got pulled.
Yeah, this was right before launch. Yeah.
Yeah, everything started disappearing, and there was nothing going back on it.
I gotta interject. Adam is the only person I know that would use a cloud service for fighting games and for fucking, like, you know, the ones that you definitely need low latency for.
That's how you test the system. They bragging that they can do
it. Y'all was playing The Division.
I did. I played The Division too. I took pictures. I took video. Playing that on a cell phone, on just not even Wi-Fi, off of cellular data, and it was working. And that's still there. Ubisoft games are still up. Now, I see that they added a bunch of other games, the publishers, which is great. Because I think I probably lapsed. They had like 2 year. It was like the founder or something like that. We'll see. Because man, it's tough right now. Especially when you got something like Game Pass that's out there. And I don't know if you saw it. I'll see if I'll find it because I don't want it to. It was The Verge. I forgot the outlet. There's an outlet that talked about a dongle that Microsoft is some little puck that they're going to be selling to TVs and things like.
Yeah, that's right. I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get something like that. Then you really that kills any other competitor, especially like even though, and that's the other issue I had. Linking up system, Steam worked, but my Epic Game Store stopped. I had it linked, and then now it's gone. I don't even see that option because I have an Nvidia. Like, how you connect? I have Nvidia Shield in my living room, and that's the other resource now because that was all built into it. But then when last time I went into the app, maybe like I noticed my whole game collection, a good majority of it was gone. It was no longer syncing the Epic Game Store. When I go to stores, I don't see that as an option to sign in. I only
have
Steam.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. But no, I think it's cool because, like, I noticed GeForce Now keeps getting better and better, right?
Yeah.
So now, yeah, you'll be able to, like, you know, because I remember one of the first games I played, or not the first, but, like, that I played for myself, I did review it kind of when it semi-launched. I was able to play Cyberpunk with ray tracing because I just had a GTX 1080 at the time. It was cool, you know, but it was only 1080p, so it was kind of like, no HDR either, you know. So does it have HDR now by any chance? I think they have it now. I could be wrong about that. But I think GeForce is cool, especially, you know, if you have a good, sizable Steam library. But like Adam said, some of those games may not be there. Just be aware. But to me, I think that's the second best one out there of the streaming services. Xbox Game Pass, obviously, number one, you know?
Would you say it's the best deal in gaming?
It's the best deal in PC gaming. I don't know about that. There's a lot of deals in PC gaming, but it's solid, you know? And stay away from Stadia, obviously, you know? It's that trash.
But shout out to John Christ, though.
Yeah, right? He pops up on my timeline every once in a while, you know? Hope you're doing well, man. You know, stay away from the fanboys, you know. I know it bothers him. To me, it's funny, so it doesn't bother me, you know. And you got the mute button, you know. Also, I noticed, one beneficial thing about when I tweet stuff like that, more people for me to block, you know, which is always good. Like, weed
you
them out.
Want,
like,
You guys want Brett's Doctor Strange review?
Sure. Oh, did he text it?
He put it on the chat.
Oh, let me see.
He said,
fourth best movies ever seen.
He said, back from Doctor Strange. Movie was okay, better than the rest of Phase 4, but still missing something.
I'm going to sound right interesting. Yeah, right.
By the way, Adam, I'm going to Flick's Brewhouse for the first time tomorrow.
Oh, right. That place is good. That place is
yeah,
good.
They, I was going to say, they have their own beer, but they changed
beer.
They had one that was like a zombie one. Interesting. So I don't know if they, you can take a look at the menu if they still
is
have it.
Is it the walking beer?
Maybe it was.
Yeah, the walking beer.
It was it was something like that. It had like that type of, yeah. You know, you can ask.
If I see it, I'll get it.
Yeah, that a bacon burger with blue cheese, bacon blue it was called something. It was really good. They removed it from the menu, at least the one out of my way. So see if it's in your menu.
It's that not. Location. I'm looking at the menu right now.
Yo, Carlos, good. They removed this shit just like Barcade removed the burger.
Still salty about that
shit, man.
I was looking forward to that burger too. Yeah,
that was my pandemic burger, man. That's the first time I had it during the pandemic. This shit is the bomb, you know? Motherfuckers removed. I got Carlos hyped. I'm like, Carlos, man, wait till you have this burger. Wait till you have this motherfucking burger.
Not only that, man, but I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna eat anything. Like, I'm gonna go with an empty stomach.
We had the sliders, right? We had to settle for the sliders. Some bullshit.
Settle for the sliders, and
I was gonna say bullshit, Mr. Davis, and that reminded me. You know that chat that I was in with Torrance and those other guys. Our logo for it now is a milk carton with Torrance's face on it. It is. It's that picture of Torrance where he looks like he's in a dating profile with that coolly smiling shit.
How's he doing?
I don't know. We haven't heard from him, you know. I just got a text from him. He's like, yo, I'm fucking dying right now. I was like, whoa, Torrance, what happened?
Yeah, remember he had his wake up morning show thing?
Yeah, good morning gamer.
Good morning gamer.
Torrance, man.
Yo, man, stick that landing. Get out there, Torrance.
Anyway, I think we're done here, man. Do we have anything to plug?
Not as of yet. There's things. There's lots of things that are all waiting in the wings here, and I will let you know.
Good stuff. Adam, you have anything?
We'll have another episode of Fear the
Fear.
Fear.
So it's chugging along. It's getting a little better, a little interesting. We'll also cover some of the behind-the-scenes news, because... Again, AMC, they just don't know how to keep a secret. It's one of those like, yo, can you keep it secret? Yeah, tell me. And then they just blurt it out. They're giving out all the info for all the characters, all the actors, I should say, that are on this show and what they're going to do after this show. So you're pretty much giving us full info on who's going to survive, because you're saying who's coming back and who's, oh, this one's going to be doing this other show, you know, starting next year. Oh, so they're leaving then. Thanks.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So,
there you go. But,
thanks, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so we'll cover the nets. I am on Spotify, iTunes, the Coalition with a K, cool mothership.
Yeah, Carlos.
The nuke.
I know you got something. Potentially, maybe.
Oh yeah,
may as well announce it. It's, you know, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't know what day, so don't quote me on this, but probably this weekend. We're gonna have Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I think that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Review.
What's called?
Multiverse of Madness. Yeah. Ask Brett. So, maybe he wants to be involved, you know?
The Multiverse of Madness.
I like that name. I want that on TV.
Multiverse of Madness.
So we're definitely going to cover it. Dana is obviously going to be hosting the show, as always. Rich might join us. I don't know who else will
maybe
be.
Maybe my son will be there, you know?
Maybe the Tony's son will be there, Mr. Joey Polanco.
He got upgraded because he used to be my cousin. Now he's my son. It's like, all right. He's the fruit of my loins, you know?
And make sure to stay tuned. I wasn't the biggest fan of the first one, so you know,
first one's fun.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I like some of the aesthetics of it. I just felt the Inception shit was pretty cool.
As a matter of fact, I saw that movie with Joey. You know, good times.
Oh shit, nice. So hopefully it's good. I'm hoping and praying that it's good. It has I think a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes critic score, which is a good thing, because normally, you know, whenever a Marvel movie has like those, it's always like 90s and
not
for the right reasons. You know, 78, it means that they did something that pissed off people, which I like.
That's good.
And so we'll see.
Okay, yep. They're gonna piss you off.
I'll wait until it comes to Disney Plus. I'm good. You know. By the way, Adam, I think I want to watch that new Star Trek So if it's in the happy place,
Oh, it's Strange New World.
I think I'm going to take a chance.
Well, we might as well because they've dropped the ball on the other two. So let's hope for the
best.
But how
can you count on the same people to give you a different?
No, Chris, I'm just gonna just watch one at least. You know, like because at least based on that teaser, which admittedly didn't have footage, it looks like they made. Like I'm hoping you learned your fucking lesson. You know?
No, they didn't learn any lesson. They want you to accept their woke garbage.
No, I'll watch one episode. I'll give it a chance.
I'll let you guys watch this Chris, one because I don't expect these trash writers to give me anything better.
I don't blame you.
They said they were going to go back to the Monster Week type of thing. So let's.
Yeah. All right, Chris, I'll watch it for you. Don't have to. How about that?
I've given up. So
yeah, no, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You know, yeah. What's up?
Come on, like I'm just sat here. Yeah, I'm here as well. Hey guys.
Hey Brian, what's going on, brother?
Tony,
yeah.
Why are you going to watch the new Star Trek for? Like, it's like saying that it's like you're married to like this like beautiful girl, but then she like chops off your finger and then shits in your bed, and then you turn around and say like, okay, you know, I'll give it a third chance.
I see what you did there.
I might be making a horrible mistake here, but
this
you know,
Pike. This is
Pike. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Pike 0.0.
Yeah. By the way, I'm very disappointed in all of us right now. We didn't manage to work in a Dave Chappelle show, joke this episode.
Yo, man.
That's so bananas.
He took it like a man. He got tackled and he continued to do his fucking show.
No,
he was
but
even
did you
laughing about it?
But did you see what his security people did to the guy?
Oh, that guy was destroyed.
Yo, everybody jumped on that dude. Jamie Foxx jumped on
Jamie
the Fox, stage with his big ass cowboy hat.
And here's the thing: this is what pisses me. Is that
by the way, I blame this shit on Will Smith. He opened the door to man.
Yeah.
You know,
but now that everyone's like, oh, this shit's clearly this was all planned and this is fixed.
You got it. Did you see his arm?
No, I get that. That's what I'm saying. But the reason why they're saying is because Chris Rock did show up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He said, yo, is that you, Wilson? So, so when they were like, come on now, what's the chances of that? And I was like, well, see, they're friends. I mean,
they're friends, yeah.
I
love the fucking, you know, because they showed a picture of a dude all fucked up. They handcuffed his fucked up broken arm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god! It turns out this dude is a fucking mumble rapper. No one's ever heard of. You know, fucking insane.
He had a fake gun with him or something.
Yeah,
no one heard of him because he was mumbling.
This dude had a gun. I'm not making this up. This dude had a gun blade. It was a gun with a blade on it. I'm like, this motherfucker played Final Fantasy VIII. You know,
yeah. You live in. They let him walk. They let that motherfucker walk in with that shit. Come on,
people. It's a comedy club. They probably weren't
searching. No, it wasn't a comedy club. It was a big outdoor stage. Yeah.
Oh, outdoor. Okay.
Yeah, man. But I was talking to Riku-san. Shout out to Riku about this. And he said to me, and I hope this isn't true, but I can see it happening. It's like, are we going to have comedians behind, like, bulletproof glass now? Because think about it. What if the next guy goes, I'm not going to run up there. I'm going to shoot him. You know, I don't like what he said, so I'm going to shoot his ass.
Oh yeah,
you know,
tackling don't work, so I got to go from a distance.
That's with everything, man. Once you set a precedent, the crazies
join. Will Smith, man.
It could be a fucking movie theater. It could be fucking a concert. It's you know,
it's one person to do something fucking stupid. Then that now becomes an inspiration to get everybody else in there. Somebody should slap fucking Will.
They should.
Just for fucking up the world.
Jesus, man. Anyway, it's
it was happening even before this.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's end it on a high note because I'm going to get heated right now talking about this shit. But shout out to Dave Chappelle, man. Keep doing your thing, brother. All right. Anyway, follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord where the news is always popping and the rumors are always popping as well. You can find us on any podcast app on Earth. Throw Down Show, two words, Throw Down Show. Literally every podcast app we're on, throwdownshow.com. So listen to past episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed what you saw and heard, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our YouTube premieres go live. And as always, links are down below, Twitch, Twitter, down there. They're all down there. And in our, on Twitter, in our bio, links all there. You can find us all the places. Anyway, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
Hey, yo, Will, I know somebody you should slap, that dude who is wonking your lady. That's who he's slapping.
Yeah, how about slap him, you know?
Slap that motherfucker.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
This is
Adam Vail. And Brian Mongeau.
Hey, people.
All right, guys, you already know. Sunday. Later.